What is up, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. If you are new here, my name is Vanessa Lau, and I love to post videos on self-improvement, self-development, and share tidbits of my personal journey online. Today's video, I really want to talk about the habits that you don't realize are actually sabotaging your own success. And what really inspired this topic is the fact that I have not posted a new video in about 3 weeks. I have a lot of explaining to do, and I'm not really sure how to put it all in one video, but let's just say that I fell into a rut. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with what a rut feels like. You literally feel like shit. You can't get out of bed, you don't wanna do anything, you're uninspired, unmotivated, and you just hate yourself because you know that you should be doing certain things, but you're frustrated with yourself because you're not doing them. And so that's kind of what I went through for the last 2 weeks. So now I've been testing and learning different methods to get over ruts, and I definitely wanna share what I've learned in future videos, but I want to test things before I teach them. So I'm taking some time to actually make sure that these methods actually work, at least for me, so that I can share with you guys and we can talk about it. But in the meantime, while I was in this rut, I actually connected with my mentor. Her name is Erin Henry, and I will link her channel down below. She's my business mentor, and I was bouncing ideas off of her and kind of telling her, you know, what was going on, why I stopped posting videos, and what happened basically when I was going through that rut. Together, we identified certain habits that I had that I didn't even realize were sabotaging my own success. And so that's why I want to share with you guys the things that I've identified that have been preventing me from being, you know, my best self, or for me reaching my fullest potential, because I know for a fact that these things are also probably things that you guys are doing too that are preventing you from getting to that next level version of you. So with that being said, if you are interested to know if you've been committing any of these bullshit things that you don't even realize that you're doing that are preventing you from being successful, then keep on watching and I hope you enjoy the video. So one of the first things that I caught myself doing was waiting for the perfect moment. And I think that a lot of you guys probably do the same thing. For example, have you ever desired so greatly to leave your job, but you tell yourself that you're not gonna leave until you get your bonus or until you get a promotion? But then you find yourself a couple months later or a couple years later with 3 bonuses under your belt, 2 promotions under your belt, and you're still at the same job. Or let's take, for example, you wanna start a YouTube channel, but you're telling yourself that you need the perfect camera, you need the backdrop, you need the lighting, you need the editing tools before you can even start. But then, again, you fast forward a couple years later and you're still wishing that you started a YouTube channel. That, my friend, is called ducks in a row syndrome, the feeling that you need to have XYZ lined up before you can move forward. In other words, what this all means is that you're simply procrastinating. And the issue is that you're justifying your procrastination with external objects. So it doesn't really feel like procrastinating because you're rationalizing it. But let's just call it what it is. You are procrastinating. For me, I prevented myself from starting a YouTube channel for over like 6 years because I wanted to have the right camera. But then once I bought the camera, I was like, oh wait, but I need to have the backdrop. And then I was like, oh wait, but then I need lighting. And if I had continued to still have that mindset, I would have never started this channel. Even now, I don't have the perfect backdrop. I've been experimenting in my room for the past like 4 videos that I've uploaded because I don't have it packed down yet. And I still don't have the perfect lighting. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm literally just using daylight lighting, and that's the best that I can do for now because done is better than perfect. And you need to be able to get over that duck in a row syndrome because it'll never stop. You'll always feel like you need to complete something, and what you're doing instead is you're wasting time, because that time that you take from getting your shit together is time where you could actually get your shit together and actually take action. And the more action that you take, the more you realize that it's okay. Like, you didn't actually need those certain external objects in order to get you started. All you have to do is just start. Adding on to that, I also want to go to my second point, which is the habit of rationalizing not trying. Let me use a personal example. I, for so long, actually didn't want to start a YouTube channel because I felt like it was too competitive. There's already too many people doing YouTube. I would never be successful with it, and it's too late for me. The same thing with being an influencer on Instagram, let's say. There's so many of my friends that want to be influencers or want to like post great content, but prevent themselves from going full force with it because they feel like the industry is way too saturated and that they'll never get a chance. That, my friend, is called rationalizing not trying, because at this point you're just making excuses of not doing anything and you're again wasting time. Another example of rationalizing not trying is giving up too soon. So for example, a bad habit that I have is I set really big goals for myself. For example, I'll be like, okay, today I need to wake up at 5 a.m., I need to go to the gym, I need to eat healthy, I need to post on Instagram, I need to engage with my community, yada yada yada. have this whole day planned out that I plan out the night before. And then what happens is I wake up at, let's say, 9 a.m. instead of the 5 a.m. that I promised myself to do. And because I failed, I just decide, okay, well, I fell off the track today, so I might as well just start tomorrow. And then I just waste the entire day. You know, when I start something, I want it to be perfect. And if I fall off the track just a little bit, I just throw in the towel and I just give up completely and I say, okay, I'll try again tomorrow. Again, that is a pure example of not just wasting your time, but also rationalizing things that don't make sense. So when you rationalize things like it's too competitive, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't have those skills, or you know, I fell off the track, so I might as well not even bother, that is basically you making excuses for yourself and not even trying. You're basically giving up before you even start. But not only do we rationalize and give ourselves excuses of why we're not really trying to achieve the goals that we want to achieve, we also expect overnight success. And this is the last habit that I've identified within my own journey that I've been doing myself and that you're probably doing as well. And it's that we expect success right away. We have no patience. And because of this, we give up before we even start doing anything. So when we face a small or big setback, for instance, my example of me waking up at 9 instead of waking up at 5, or someone telling you that your idea is bad, or someone not supporting you, or not getting enough likes on an Instagram post or whatever, you start putting way too much pressure on yourself, and then you just throw in the towel and then you give up. And then that's kind of when the ruts start happening. That's when you kind of fall off track for your entire, you know, for longer than you need to. Rather than just having a bad day, you end up snowballing into a bad week, then that snowballs into a bad month, and then that snowballs even bigger into a bad year. Because you are putting so much pressure on yourself to succeed right away. And if you're not getting the results that you're seeing right away, then you attribute that to your entire identity and your entire self-worth, which is totally not okay. So what I want to leave you is this quote from Jay Shetty, and it's actually one of my all-time favorite quotes, and that is, don't judge your life by a day. And to me, what that means is that if you've had a bad day, that doesn't mean that you have a bad life. That doesn't mean that you're a bad person. That doesn't mean that you suck. It literally just means that you didn't have a great day, but tomorrow you could have a better one. And the next day you could have a better one. But you just have to start. You just have to try. Success takes time. And I think that I've said it in my previous videos, and obviously I have to take my own advice. But it does take time, and you can't strive for perfection. You just have to try. Because if you strive for perfection, if you strive to have everything correct, you know, right out the get-go, if you expect to meet all the deadlines that you set for yourself, meet all the SMART goals that you set yourself, or whatever bullshit that we do, then you just think that you're a failure, but you're not. You're really not. Instead of doing all of that, you just have to try, because that time that you're spending, you know, self-sabotaging yourself and just feeling shitty all the time, that's time that you could actually use to be better. So whether that's taking a week off to just realigning your goals, realigning your values, or getting your health back in shape so that you can house all those big goals, do it. But just don't waste too much time feeling bad about yourself, and rather channel that time to re-energize, to refresh, and to give yourself that re-motivation to keep going. Don't give up. So that's it, guys. Those are the three habits that I've identified in my own life that I've been doing subconsciously that is really preventing me from getting into the next level of the person that I want to be. And if you found any of this information useful, or if I've called you out on your own bullshit, then please comment down below. And even if you have like other habits that you've identified in your own life that have prevented you from doing the things that you want to do, I definitely want to know. So again, comment down below. I read every single comment. And if you like my content, consider subscribing. I would love to have you as a part of my community. That being said, I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Bye.